Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 25th January 2021. Top stories for today. The Kuala Lumpur High Court here has set February 4th for the decision on Malaysian United Democratic Alliance Muda application for leave for judicial review on the Registrar of Societies (ROS) decision to reject the party from being registered as a political party. High Court Judge Datuk Sri Mariana Yahya set the date today after hearing the arguments via online from Muda's lawyers represented by Tan Sri Tommy Thomas, Datuk Ambika Srinivasan and Lim Wee Jiat, as well as the counsels from the Attorney General Chambers representing the ROS and Home Minister, Datuk Sri Hamzah Zainuddin. Almost 90% of employers in the glove manufacturing industry comply with occupational safety and health laws and regulations, as well as the stipulated standard operating procedures SOPs to curb the spread of COVID-19. Deputy Minister of Human Resources Awang Hashim said, based on operations conducted at glove manufacturing factories dubbed Ops Glove carried out since last January 18th, only 6 of the 105 companies inspected nationwide had unsatisfactory compliance level. Three siblings who snatched their father's remains from the Lahad Datu Hospital last Wednesday were fined RM1,000 each by the Magistrates Court in Lahad Datu today for obstructing health officers from discharging their duties to screen the body for COVID-19. Magistrate Ryan Sagiran Rayner Jr. meted out the sentence on twin brothers Syed Jipri and Sabri, 27, and their sister Janri, 26, after they pleaded guilty to the charge. The Malacca government has allowed Hindu civil servants in the state to take unrecorded leave on Thursday to celebrate Taipusam. The Malacca Chief Minister's Community Affairs Secretary, Dato' M.S. Mahadevan, said this special holiday was approved at the recent State Executive Council meeting. 11 Chinese gold miners trapped underground after an explosion were rescued much earlier than expected, thanks to steel pipes supporting blockages in the mine shaft. Xiao Wenru, chief engineer for the mine rescue, told Xinhua News Agency on Monday that an air ventilation shaft, which was the most feasible way to bring up the workers, had been cleared up to the depth of 368 meters. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.